Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to have not one, not two, but three vocabulary lessons. We're going to make up, and we'll see what we can hear. As you know, I love words, and recently I subscribed to a Facebook page called the Grandiloquent Word of the Day. Most of the words that come up don't lend themselves to segment topics for the show, but the other day one did, and that word is quanked. Quanked, an adjective meaning to be overpowered by fatigue, to have the strength reduced or exhausted as by labor or exertion, or to be sleepy. So to start off this set, here's Bessie Jackson, who's just as quanked as she can be.
I got to wait until spring to get my ashes hauled, and now I'm tired as I can be, and I'm going back home where these blues don't worry me. I'm a free-hearted woman, I let you spend my dough, and you never did win, you kept on asking for more, and now I'm tired, I ain't gonna do it no more. And when I leave you this time, you won't know where I go. Riding round here in a V8 boat, I done got tired of your low-down dirty ways. And your sister say you've been dirty today all your days. I never will forget when the time was good, I caught you standing out yonder in the piney woods, and now I'm tired as I can be, and I'm going back south to my used to be.
Thank you. wander and roam. Though you keep drifting and we're far apart, my arms are empty but never my heart. So tired of yearning for your returning, so tired of waiting for you. The dishes too tired, too tired to feed the fishes, too tired. Let's go see a show, won't that be nice? Yes, no. Well, we go. It's Popsy's hot set, tot set, hot set, hot set, what's that, what's that? Too tired? You gonna make a little candy? Too tired? Don't tell me you're tired, babe. You can't be that way. I think that fudge is very dandy. Too tired? You love me and I love you, 'cause there's nothing left to do. Maybe I'll get a little seepy seepy too. But baby, come on, don't tell me you're too tired. Don't get tired now. Too tired to make a little candy, too tired. I think that fudge is dandy, too tired. You love me and I love you. What else is there to do, huh? Baby, I think I'm sort of getting sleepy too. You tired, I'm tired, but don't be too tired.
That's the first of several records on tonight's show that go beyond our usual 1920s and 30s boundaries. Fats Waller and His Rhythm and Too Tired, written by George A. Little, Arthur Sizemore, and Larry Shea. That's one of eight issued sides from a single session on April 11th, 1940 in New York. George Little and Arthur Sizemore both must have been tired themselves, because they also wrote So Tired, which we heard performed by the Max Fisher California Orchestra, with the vocal by Johnny Murray. That was recorded by Columbia in Chicago on January 31st, 1928. We began that quaint set with American blues singer Lucille Bogan recording under the pseudonym Bessie Jackson and Tired As I Can Be from August 1st, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Another recent grandiloquent word of the day is minnock, M-I-N-N-O-C-K, which doesn't really sound like it would be something pleasant, but in fact is a noun meaning a favorite darling or person who is the object of one's affection. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about minnocks, beginning with our old pal Elmer Feldkamp.
Darling, and it makes all the world fair and bright, like the light in the sky, sweetheart darling, when the morning steals out of the night. 'Tis love light a-shining for someone, sure I'm wondering just who it could be. There's a light in your eyes, sweetheart, darling. Tell me, darling, it's shining for me.
Can change my complexion blue. Brown and rosy red stand. Anytime she holds my hand, tell me she's mine. Fighting in the air. Many girls who can thrill me, and some who can fill me with dreams of happiness. But I know I'll never rest until she says she's mine. Oh, baby, all mine blue. I'm not afraid that she'll leave me, for she's not the kind to be unfair. But instead I trust her implicity. She can go where she wants to, do what she wants to do. I don't care. The object of my affection can change my complexion blue. Brown and rosy red, she do. Anytime she holds my hand and tells me she's she's mine.
Gene Rodemick's orchestra recording in New York on November 19, 1923, and You Darling You, written by James Brockman, who also brought us My Fluffity Ruff, I Fall Down and Go Boom, and If I Could Gain the World by Wishing, I Would Only Wish for You. The Object of My Affection was written by Pinky Tomlin in 1934 while he was a student at the University of Oklahoma for Joanne Alcorn of Ponca City, Oklahoma, who would later become Mrs. Pinky Tomlin. It was co-written with Coy Poe and became a big hit for Jimmy Greer with Tomlin's vocal on a Brunswick recording. We heard it by Garnet Clark and his Hot Clubs Four, one of the four being Django Reinhardt on guitar, recorded in Paris on November 25, 1935. We began that Minnick set with Adrian Schubert and his orchestra with Sweetheart Darlin' from a Crown 78 made in April of 1933. The vocalist was Elmer Feldkamp. Sweetheart Darlin' was written by Gus Kahn and Herbert Stothert and is in the 1933 MGM film Peg of My Heart, where it's sung by Marion Davies and the party guests.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
A couple of weeks ago, I played My Hands Are Tied by Joe Sudi and his orchestra. Well, here's the flip side of that record to start off this next segment of the show.
lovely to me. I don't hear a call at all. I hear a rhapsody. And when your sparkling eyes are smiling at me, then soft through the starlit skies, I hear a rhapsody. My days are so blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay? My darling, hold me tight and whisper to me. Then soft through a starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody. My darling, hold me tight. Please whisper to me. Then soft through a starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody. Thank you.
I love you, you do too. Ah, those lovely words for me. Tell me you're not playing, it is true, you do too. It's wonderful to be. Just to think that now I'll hold you in my arms, and from heaven just to call mine, call mine. If I hear you saying, I love you, I love you, life's been awfully good to me.
The Musical Comedy Orchestra, pseudonym on the Harmony label for Ben Selvin's orchestra, and Do I Hear You Saying I Love You? The vocalist was Robert Wood, a pseudonym for Irving Kaufman, and that record was made June 16, 1928. That Rodgers and Hart song is from the 1928 Broadway musical Present Arms. Before that was Hal Kemp and his orchestra with vocalist Janet Blair and I Hear Bluebirds from April 18, 1940. That was written by Harry M. Woods and Charlie Tobias and was preceded by Al Donahue and his orchestra with the jazz standard I Hear a Rhapsody from October 9, 1940. The vocalist there was Phil Brito, and I Hear a Rhapsody was written by George Fragos, Jack Baker, and Dick Gaspar. We started off with Joe Sudi and his orchestra, with Joe himself taking the vocal honors on I Hear a Dream. That Bluebird 78 was made in New York on October 25, 1939. I Hear a Dream is featured in Paramount's 1939 Technicolor cartoon, Gulliver's Travels. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and also a member of the Global Community Radio Network. Part of the reason English is one of the most difficult languages for non-native speakers to learn is that many words and phrases have multiple meanings. For example, makeup can mean to form by fitting together or assembling, to settle or decide, as in make up your mind, to compensate for a deficiency or omission, as in make up the difference, to apply cosmetics, or as in the case of this set of rapidly rotating records, to forgive someone and be friendly with them again following an argument or disagreement, as in kiss and make up. Hey, that would make a great song title. Here's Jack Crawford in his orchestra. Thank you.
There never was a night like this. There never was a girl like you. Each moment of delight like this is love divided by two. Your loveliness will glorify that happiness I have in view. And I'll have even more if I divide the glory with you. You don't know a fraction of all I could say. I'll have no subtraction, they shan't take you away. My heart is at the height of joy, no beauty can compare with you. This night will be a night of joy and love divided by two.
We started off that makeup set with Jack Crawford and his orchestra and a terrific record, Kiss and Make Up, from December 15, 1928. Kiss and Make Up was written by Ned Miller, Al Bogate, and Carl Heffel, and was also recorded by Al Starita, Burt Dolan, Vincent Lopez, Harry Reeser, and Ben Selvin. Jack Crawford and his Slaves of Music were in the 1926 movie Hard to Handle, and they played at a dance at the Ambassador Hotel on Friday, April 7, 1933, sponsored by the Associated Students of USC. According to the Daily Trojan of March 28, 1933, Jack Crawford's was the first band to broadcast on a commercial radio program. Next, it was George Olsen and his music with the vocal duo of Fran Fry and Bob Borger and Let's Make Up from May 14, 1926. Let's Make Up was written by Jack Golden and Harry Albert. We finished up with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans with Love Divided by Two, written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger. The vocalist on that October 23, 1934, British Columbia 78, was Harry Bentley. So what does that record have to do with making up? Well, Love Divided by Two was sung by Cary Grant in the motion picture Kiss and Make Up. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to posts on the Facebook page or website, postal mail, and email, you can now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions, or make comments about the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78, or 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, and I'll do my best to personally answer. That's 1-234-PLAY-78. Yet another grandiloquent word of the day was epistemophilia, which means love of knowledge, or an excessive striving or preoccupation with knowledge. So here's George Olsen and his music to start off this epistemophilia set with Why Do You Want to Know Why? Thank you.
wherever you go. And the reason that I find it for your sweet smile, and won't you near me? Yes, all the while. It's because you're right, dear, a jet black star. And I realize, dear, how sweet you are. I'm all about you, can't live without you. That's the reason that I love you the way I do.
Thank you.
If this were Jeopardy and the Jeopardy answer was, because I'm an epistemophiliac, the question would be, what is Why Do You Want to Know Why?, which was the first song in that set. George Olsen and his music once again from July 8, 1926. That was written by Irving Berlin and was added in 1926 to the new summer edition of the Broadway show The Coconuts, which starred the Marx Brothers and Margaret Dumont. It opened at the Lyric Theater on December 8, 1925 and ran for 377 performances. Ross Deluxe Syncopators was a territory band from Miami, Florida, but on August 22, 1927, they were in Savannah, Georgia, where they recorded 8 sides, including Don't You Wanna Know. The female vocalist is unidentified, but you gotta love any record where the band does a train imitation. David Jelly James was trombonist in Fess Williams' Royal Flush Orchestra while Williams was recording for Vocalion, but Jelly James and his Fusicians, all of whom were also with Williams, recorded 2 sides for Jeanette, including the one we heard, Make Me Know It, from January 25, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.